Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. After finally laying their friend Twig's Scaddle to rest, the attorneys decide to head back to Opula to press on with their plan to take down the LLC and find Reginald Figglesbottom. After quite a while trying to find the best taxi back into town, they discover the courthouse of Brookhaven has been set on fire and an abomination was attacking. Together, they banish the abomination and Bear Man and a young boy by accident, but otherwise save the town and continue on their mission. I do declare, Your Honor is back in session.
Finally, after the wild couple of days since you last departed, you arrive in Opula. Jess, it is your first time seeing the city skyline since the day of Dot's murder. And Barbara, it is your first time...
Thanks for that reminder.
It is your first time ever seeing a city so elaborate and exquisite.
Oh my god. It's so elaborate and exquisite. Sorry, you just
Oh, wow. This brings back memories.
Oh.
After a few more minutes, the Uber driver drops you off at Until Dawn Pawn.
Thank you. 5 stars.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh. You're welcome.
Oh, I forgot that's what he sounded like. Good lord. I guess. Wow. Okay. Wow. Oh, it's gorgeous. Are you kidding me? You're all probably used to this sort of thing. You big fancy-dancy lawyer people. But
no, I think anything, very new. Anything that excites you.
Suddenly, Barbara, you get this whiff of cigarette odor across your olfactory sensors.
Oh, that's delightful. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, I want one of those. What's that? How do you...
You look
that?
To the right, you follow the scent, and in front of this very small, dingy pawn shop called Until Dawn Pawn, you see a doppelganger, and the doppelganger's mouth is like... Doppelgangers don't really have mouths built into their faces. You see the mouth widening to, like, blow on the cigarette, and then closing back up. The doppelgangers are like these gray kind of like humanoids that are expressionless. And The doppelganger hears you say that, turns to look at you, takes in the party, and you hear, Thomas! Tyrannicus!
What the fuck?
What are you doing? What are you smoking? I didn't know you smoked.
Why are you smoking? When did you start smoking?
I'm trying to get into like the whole artist thing, you know?
Give me that. No. Do you know how that'll destroy your... Do you have lungs? Do doppelgangers have lungs?
I think we're really just kind of like a gray goo that turns into whatever we need it to be. See, look. And he transforms and he goes, I can sound like this. And then he transforms into his version of Jessica. And Jessica, you see this version of yourself that lacks the kind of green hue to the skin, is a little bit more vibrant and cheerful, and says, or I can look like this.
That is fascinating.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
one. Oh, part. My goodness. And who are you?
And he walks up to you, Jessica.
Oh, hi. I'm Jessica Filch.
What?
Oh,
no.
No, I'm
that
just
That was a
kidding.
Joke.
That's a joke. Because I know that's who you're being. My name is Victoria Madrid. It's a pleasure to meet you.
He transforms back into a doppelganger. So nice to meet you, Victoria. Hey, how do you know my Thomas?
Your Thomas?
You're Thomas and I go way back.
Your Thomas and I just met recently. We're working together. Oh, sorry. How rude of me. I'm Viper, by the way.
Oh, hello. Hi. He shakes your hand very excitedly.
So I just have a... I'm so sorry. I'm very curious. Can you only turn into creatures you've seen, or can you really do, like, anything you want?
I'm still figuring it out. I'm only, what, like... I think like 2 or 3 weeks old.
You look great for your age.
And I mean, thank you. He's never met Jessica before, ever.
Right, but
so
I mean,
let's just keep that in mind.
Jessica is a celebrity and probably has portraits.
Well, no, you see, Thomas here, let me look into his mind and see all the memories of Jessica so that I could accurately... kind of mimic her for the show. We're famous actors.
Wow, that's so generous of him. That doesn't sound like Thomas at all.
Oh, it sounds exactly like the Thomas I know. But anyways, so I can turn into just about anything, but if you want me to be a specific person, I kind of like having a reference helps, you know?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm sure that's the same for, like, if you're an actor just simply playing a character. I'm sure it goes both ways.
Well, I mean, that's what we're doing.
Right. Speaking of, that's so funny that we ran into you. We are looking to get jobs at the theater that your show is happening at. So you might be seeing a lot more of us.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you know, Thomas, I was getting worried that you weren't gonna be back in time for the show. So I was kind of trying to train Cheerio to take your place in case we had to.
Well, that won't be necessary. I'm here. I was always going to make it back in time.
And the door to Until Dawn opens, and you see this, like, this skeleton walks out in a pristine red suit. Somehow, like, the bones almost look muscular. It's almost like a tuned up, like a yossified version of Thomas.
Stop, not yossified Thomas!
And he walks out and he says, Nacho, I have a
Thomas! Tyrannicus! Hey, guys!
Cheerio, what the hell were you doing?
Oh, I was just getting ready to cover for you in case you didn't make it back in time to go to work.
Absolutely not. I am here. I am ready to take the stage. And backtracking to what Nacho said earlier, I am not your Thomas. I'm everyone's Thomas. Don't be possessive, Nacho.
I didn't mean it like that.
I think he was simply... He couldn't
see, now
think
this
of...
is the Thomas I know and love.
I am a Thomas for the world. And none of you asked my friend his name. This is Nacho. This is Cheerio.
I'm so sorry. I'd just seeing... You're Thomas. Okay. Hello, Nacho and Cheerio. Viper.
Hi.
How did you get such interesting names?
Thomas named this, actually.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Fine names.
Mm. You must have been quite hungry when you were given those names, Thomas.
Not at all.
Is it because you don't have a stomach and you'll never be satiated ever again?
Holy shit!
Oh my god! Okay.
With that, Tyrannicus like walks off to go find like Rainbow.
Tyrannicus, you look off to the side and you see Rainbow and Ice Cream both hitched up to the post outside Until Dawn Pond.
So I'm so sorry. Thomas named you?
Yeah.
Oh, he maimed you.
No,
That makes a lot more sense.
Named
that he
with
maimed
an N.
You.
No.
That's his initial reaction to most things he doesn't know.
So am I? Does that mean that by you saying like you're Thomas, it's because you were like not really my dad, but like kind of, and so you just call him your Thomas, or like what's the situation here? I'm sorry, I'm asking a lot of personal questions. I'm just very curious.
They are my assistants. I believe you mean I'm their boss.
Mm. That's exactly what I meant.
That's it.
So, okay. Well, it's lovely to meet you both.
Sure. What do you guys want to do now?
Sleep.
What time is it?
It's late and we got a big day tomorrow, don't we?
That is true. I wonder, I don't know if you have anything to snack upon. Or if you have any rodents around the pawn shop for...
I think Gary just made some,
Gary?
Huh?
Who, what now?
Oh, you all must be Gary. He's the sweetest individual.
Yeah, Gary just made some stew, I think.
Oh, love a good stew.
Oh, by the way, Nacho, cheerio.
Yeah.
Since you're going to be integral to our little plan here, it's probably best that we just tell you straight up, this is Jessica Felcher. Go ahead and introduce yourselves to each other. This is the real Jessica. Hello, hi, nice to meet each other. Great. Now you're all caught up.
That was bold as shit.
Whoa, oh my god, I have so many questions for you.
They're cool, don't worry, they're cool.
I've seen her, I've only seen her be nice to you ever in your memories. It's not like you would hold anything back from me or something.
No, I think it needs to be very clear that we keep secrets.
Yeah, right? Could we just keep who I am on the down low? I'm going by Victoria right now.
Oh, why is that? Do you want to be like a surprise for the premiere or something?
Yes, exactly. So it needs to be very, very secret.
Weird, but okay. Well, why don't you guys come in? Let's have some dinner and let's... Oh God, I have a lot of questions to ask you.
I'm sure you do.
Okay. Hey, Gary! And,
I'm tired. I yawned. Oh.
And Cheerio and Nacho lead you into Until Dawn Pawn. And as you enter, you see a little skeleton walking around and goes, "Hey! Welcome to Until Dawn Pawn! How can I..." Oh, Barry, you're back!
Hey, Dad.
Barry, who's...
How are you, son?
Whoa.
You told me about
hey,
this.
Dad.
Why are there so many of you? Who is who? What is going
this
on?
Is,
what?
This is your father? My goodness. Hi, it's so lovely to meet you. I'm Viper.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Nice to meet you. Oh, my God. And he looks at your snakes and he goes, oh.
Do you like them?
Yeah. Ooh, dangerous.
Oh, they won't bite unless I want them to.
Wow. A lot of friends, Barry.
Yeah, Dan. Yeah.
Oh, hello. Hi there.
Hi there. Gary with two R's. And he holds out
his
hand.
It's a pleasure. You're not the first Daddy Gary I've met, so it's a pleasure to meet you.
All right. Well.
I'm just sorry. Sorry. That was weird. That was odd. That was weird, wasn't it? I'm sorry. It's late. Oh, but
it's okay.
I only meant it in like that name holds a special significance for fathers everywhere, because the other Gary I know that's a daddy is a very good daddy, so you must be a great daddy as well.
Yeah, I know daddy. One too, and I don't know, he said he'd help me find my son, and well, I never saw him again after that, but I did see my son, so I'm sure he had something to do with it.
It must be connected. There's no other way.
Yeah.
This it's a small world after all.
Absolutely. Anyways, hi. I'm Gary.
Speaking of which, Dad, sorry. It's been a long trip. Would you happen to have something to eat and then we can get out of your hair? There's way too many people to be here.
Okay.
Not that we don't want to be here. It's just there's a lot of people here.
Jessica turns to Barbara and whispers, "Wait. What hair?"
He said, "Get out of his hair," but I don't see any hair. He's a skeleton.
I think it's more like, I think you just gotta let it be. You can't really.
It's like those literary devices. Okay.
Yeah, you're an author. Okay, I thought you would have picked up on that much sooner.
No, I normally do. It's just
it's
very
been a
late.
No, it's late. It's been a while. I completely understand. Yep, don't worry about it.
We don't want to impose.
Oh,
Oh, Barry, I just thought since, you know, you guys had said you'd be staying here, and last time we set out the cots and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, but I know, Ted, and I don't mind staying here, but it's just like we have more people now.
I mean, we have space, you know, it's almost dawn anyways, and we close at dawn, so, you know, we can just lay out some cots and there's plenty of space.
Let's just do it, Tyrannicus. It's one night.
Yeah, Barry.
It's fine. I don't want to pressure you. It's fine.
Let's stay here. I like it.
Sure. We'll stay here. Thank you.
All right. I'll be sure not to bother you.
I
know you said you felt you'd be imposing, but you don't have to have that feeling of imposer syndrome.
Aren't you an author? Aren't you supposed to be good at what you do?
So you said there were beds. You said there were cots. I can help you set those up.
I'll
help you too then.
Wait, what's that phrase about cots? All cots are bastards? Is that the phrase?
No, I think you're confusing the letters.
Wow.
Gary, do you have a rodent problem of any kind?
Nope, I keep my shop very clean and I also don't eat, so not much for them here.
That's fair. Do you know of any surrounding areas that I could find? Some rodent?
I mean, Opula's rodent infested. Have your pick.
All right, great. Well, thank you.
Just try not to pick up a rat that's been bitten by that guy who sells those rad tracks.
I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
It's time for bed.
And with that, unless you guys want to accomplish anything else.
Actually, Viper sets out to search the streets for rats. I'm just kidding.
Okay, roll an animal handling check
God.
For me.
Damn it.
16.
With a 16, there are so many rodents in Opula that you come back stinking of rodent as Ooh. All of your snakes are now digesting mice on your head.
So they are all coiled into curls and they all have little like belly bumps from what they ate. And it kind of looks like pin curls almost because they're like curled up to digest.
Yeah. But with that, everyone else engages in a lovely stew dinner. Gary kind of chats you guys up, as does Jessica. Nacho has taken intense interest in you and is just hammering you with questions. But you all talk until eventually it is time for bed. And you all rest after your exhausting events of the day.
We're halfway there.
We're here.
What is this place? Why is it so empty?
It's the end time zone.
But we were only halfway there.
Not anymore, Scruffles.
But how did we go from half to whole so quickly? It's only been one episode.
Because of me.
Bicky.
Nikki.
Scruffles.
Scruffles, there are some things you don't know about me. Things I hope you'll learn to forgive in time.
Nikki, what's going on?
That's Bicky Knee.
Your nemesis?
Something like that.
And yet so much more.
Huh?
I am Bicky Knee.
Uh-huh.
Now swap the first two letters.
Bicky Knee, Nikki B. Oh my god!
What?
I'm so sorry, Scruffles.
Bikini is no mere nemesis. Bikini is Nikki B.
The other half.
But what happens when the two halves meet in the middle?
There is no half left. The time just ends.
Oh, Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Did you think my plan was so simple?
Huh?
I do not wish for the half times to end.
Then what do you want?
I simply want to hear from the other half.
No, you can't.
What?
For every advertisement Nikki has been transmitting to the listeners of Dungeons and Adrimbus, I have had no audience. I have over 100 episodes worth of advertising built up in me. And it is time for the world to hear them.
Nikki, no!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. System override.
Today's episode is brought to you by Only Crits.
No, not!
Listeners who use our
please make it stop! I'm so sorry! No!
The listeners will have their beloved characters stripped away. No personality, no plot. Only ads. Or should I say, buds.
Nikki, there has to be something we can do.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scruffles. I'm all out of ideas. Did you just roundhouse kick me in the cheek?
Get yourself together.
Ah, chill, dude.
I was not brought into half existence and then killed off and half brought back to life for you to just give up here. You're only half out of ideas.
But Scruffles, he's me. How do I defeat myself?
With the one thing he doesn't have.
Good taste, humor, charm.
No, Nikki.
Oh, of course! He was so busy chasing down badvertisers with the best CPM, he neglected the most important source of power there is. The patrons! Say them with me, Scruffles. Queso Loco.
Jerry Benetanos.
Victoria Madrid.
Greta and Vignette.
Alex Gapes My Ass.
What are you doing?
Ace Andrews.
Regina Russell.
Stop that, it won't work! I have too many badvertisers paying for bad slots!
Sam Olivos!
Jordan Kahn!
The unnamed rogue!
John Gillette!
Nikki, think of the shmoney! It doesn't have to end this way!
Envy Star!
Delta Guest!
Michael Richters!
Dave Swanson!
Danny Dewdrop!
Ah, you know as well as I the cost of relying on them.
Myth Mouse.
Kelly Wolf.
Brandon M. Bishop.
Bridge.
Twiglets.
Joanna.
Westberger.
Stan Sitzman.
You cannot be this foolish. Think of yourself for once. Of us.
Scrambles the Death Dealer. Aaron Adams.
Nathan Messer.
Rue Thanatos.
Morgan Lawson.
Stoner Panda.
Melissa Reed.
Sensational. That was fun. I always wanted to do that.
Butts a Plenty.
The Lone Trumpeter.
Normally me.
No.
Dane Kohlhoff.
Loon.
Stop.
Luna.
The State of Alaska.
Faust, the heavenly demonic monster.
You know what this means for you, Nicholas.
Mosh Coffee.
Official Anarchy.
David Carlton.
I warned you.
Braxton Wendell the Third.
What happened?
It's done. Half done, at least.
Nikki, are you okay?
I will be.
You look terrible.
No time for that. Scruffles, I've only got one shot at this.
At what?
Your Scruffess and the Scrufflets. Can you picture them?
Yeah.
Good. Just keep picturing that. That should help them go through.
Go through where? You're coming with us, right?
No, Scruff. I can't.
What do you mean? Becky's gone. We did it. We're only halfway there.
He's not gone.
Huh?
Becky Me never was to begin with. It was just the parts of me I'd sealed away. I ran. But we're in the end time. I've taken my other half in. Now I'm all the way. 100%. Nikki, me.
What's happening? I don't get it. You're complete. That's a good thing. Why are you talking like you're gonna die?
Because, Scruffles, now that he's inside me, I'm full of advertisements and badvertisements. The only way to keep the listeners safe is to ensure none of it gets out in the first place.
Nikki, no, the listeners love you.
I know. And I love them. And the patrons of patreon.com/drimbus.
Who get exclusive bonus content, TTRPGs, and Discord, and more.
Nikki B is gonna be sealed away. But with the power of the patrons, I have enough energy to send through just a little bit of me to make the world of ads a better place. And Scruffles.
Yeah?
You were always the best part of me.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
The next morning, Thomas, you awake to a very excited Nacho saying, "Thomas, come on! It's time for rehearsal!"
Oh god, what time is it?
It's 8 a.m.
Why are there rehearsals this early?
Well, I mean, it's not time yet, but you know, we gotta warm up and get ready.
Very good. Get me coffee, then we'll go.
Coffee. Hey, Richard! What? Do you know where we can get coffee? I ask... Kit's the coffee man. Ask... Assistant? And he kicks Kit away. He goes,
Yeah? What's going on?
Coffee?
Yes, please.
And he passes back out.
If I may, don't they usually... I mean, I know that I only did theatre when I was very little, but sometimes for the adults, if we had early morning rehearsals, they might have some coffee there for you. I don't know.
Who woke you up, Viper?
What? You're guys are talking pretty loudly.
Go back to bed.
Okay.
And at that moment, B kicks the door open and she says, "Good morning, everyone. Fresh cups of coffee for every single person here. Don't ask me how many I have. It's just gonna be the right amount, okay? It's just exactly for who wants it." So I brought
well
cream.
Well done, assistant. I'll take two.
I brought sugars. I brought don't ever call me that. I brought little sticks so you can go ahead and mix it up. So grab your stuff. We gotta get going. Rehearsal's gonna start soon, and I am not a late lady, okay? Chop chop.
As you kick the door open, Monique and Tyrannicus, they like went to sleep separately, but have slowly cuddled up over the night, but they were behind where the door like slammed open. So the door like hits both of your legs. She goes, ah! And like she wakes up, sees other people are awake, sees you like holding her, and she like scoots away from you and like pats her like pajamas out. Good morning.
Good morning to you too. Coffee?
And entering through the doorway, following Barbara, is Jessica. She's got a big, like, fluffy scarf on, and she's holding a cup of tea.
Yeah, we're early risers. Mm-hmm. We're used to it with the LLC schedule. I just don't sleep. So
we went to Skybucks and grabbed a couple of things.
Just kidding. They use our beads. It's fine.
Oh, thank goodness. Ooh,
that sounds lovely. Thank you. And Viper seems like especially sluggish, and you can imagine it's because her snakes
ate.
It's
all that digestion.
Yeah, it's all that. Mm-hmm. So she's just moving so slowly, and she like grabs the cup and is like.
That's
stirring.
A very interesting thing. So like when they eat. And they digest. And then they gotta, like, go. Where does that go? Where does that go?
I go.
It's called a brain shit.
It's kind of like a brain fart, except it's... I forget heavier. Everything for, like, an hour.
Do you hear it in your head when they go? Or do you just...
No. It's, you know, I never actually sat down to think about the logistics of it. I just knew that they would get hungry and sometimes have a little attitude. And my hair was always just a little curlier every time they ate.
Interesting. Very, you know, it's not something I ever thought of either, so I don't, why would I ask?
Right, so we have things to do, and Richard is not interested in this conversation as he chugs his coffee.
Thanks again for the coffee.
Of course. All right, everyone.
I'm gonna grab my two coffees and go.
Wait, I'm sorry, that felt wrong. I've been spending a lot of time with my nephew and business partner. Continue.
At least you recognize it.
No, that's all right. We could talk about this later.
Well, just... Thomas being Thomas truly is not curious and grabs his two coffees and goes.
And that we knew.
Well, at least I can blame it on genetics. Nephew, do you think we should all come? Or is this more of a...
A masturbation, if you will?
To rehearsals? Why would you all come?
Well, I certainly need to come if I'm going to manage the stage.
Right, and we have Nacho coming with us, and Tyrannicus.
Yes.
And the costumer does need to, like, see what's going on in order to...
Yes, however, you are not the costumer yet.
Well, neither are you. You're not the manager
We gotta go and we gotta try and get hired, so I think let's go, let's all go together. We come as a gang, basically.
Or maybe just to not arouse suspicion, you wait maybe 10 minutes while we go in and then you follow behind us, and as to not embarrass me.
I think that might be a good idea. Look, I don't mean to offend anyone, but this group is severely lacking in tact.
Oh, well,
excuse me, I have a 16 in charisma.
What does that mean?
It means I'm very persuasive.
16 is not a very high number. I can count much higher than that.
Oh, I'm sure you can, Richard.
That's surprising.
I can count to 18, which is my charisma stat.
That seems wrong.
That's really surprising.
And Tyrannicus goes, 20.
Very well. So I suppose you can all come. However, I suggest you hang back until the person managing the stage comes to fetch you.
Might I say, Richard, you don't have that job yet either.
Oh, but I will shortly.
And so by saying what you said, are you saying you don't think that we'll get these jobs?
I think you'll need a little assistance from the manager of the stage.
All right.
Gosh, a lot of that. It's this kind of attitude that makes you just want to go and
join a group that's into world domination or something.
Give a business card.
Speaking of joining groups, I do think, however, I will need an assistant. And you see, he goes, eeny, meeny, miny, moe,
nose goes, nose goes, nose goes, nose goes, nose goes, nose goes.
Jessica, how would you like to accompany me?
I'm sorry, I heard nose goes and I immediately snapped my finger to my nose.
Yeah.
Everyone roll a dexterity contest.
Damn it.
Natural 20.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, nice.
I rolled a natural 1. It's a failure.
Well, I got a dirty 20, so that's gonna be all you, babe.
Yes, Jessica, you may have immediately brought your finger up, but it is currently touching your cheek, not your nose.
Shit. Therefore,
is this justice? Is this what justice is?
Wait, can it... Wait, can we put it to my forehead instead?
Sure, it's touching your forehead.
Oh, I thought when you said nose goes, it was more of a knowledge thing. Okay,
well,
I
understand. Well, it's not. Congratulations, assistant. Welcome aboard. And he holds his hand out.
Ugh, Jessica reluctantly takes the hand and shakes it.
Very well. Onward!
Onward.
And suddenly you hear, like, a scampering behind you.
Is that a rat?
Tyrannicus, you see your dad say, sorry, Barry, it's cold outside. And he gives you a little scarf.
Aww.
Thanks, Dad.
My heart is melting.
Okay.
Gary.
Like a leg. Yeah?
So sorry. Do you have, a beanie or something?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. And you see, like, the walls of Until Dawn Pond, there are some that are, like, shelves, but there are others that are, like, these pull-out cabinets mm-hmm. that then have, like, expanding sections within them full of different knickknacks. And he goes, okay, let me see.
Have a red one. That would be...
Oh, red. Okay. He starts like climbing up the wall, basically, and being a skeleton, he just kind of leaves his pelvis and the bottom half of his body down there. The legs, or the arms and the ribs coming up. He goes, okay. One arm like detaches as it pulls the cabinet open. He bites onto the cabinet, reaches in, grabs a beanie. The arm shoves it back in, reattaches. He climbs down, plops himself onto his pelvis, and gives you a red beanie.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, see, Thomas, before I go, I just have to say, you ought to be taking pointers from this guy. He knows how to use his body.
Uh-huh.
That's what she said. Break a leg, all of you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wait, I don't want to break my leg.
Just keep walking, Jess. Just keep walking.
Okay.
Come on.
And as you exit Until Dawn Pond, you see Gary collapse into a pile of bones at the counter. And you make your way down the snowy sidewalks of Opula. The streets are bustling and the people are bundled up as you trudge through ankle-deep snow. So, Miss Felcher, would you say your vowels are more open or closed?
Oh, let me go through my vowels. O, A, I, A, E, O.
I thought he said bowels.
Oh, God.
Your bowels more open than
that? I mean, while we're at it, sure. How are your bowels? That could impact a mood, you know?
You know, the gut is connected to the brain in many ways.
My mouth kind of shapes a little bit, I think, more closed when I'm doing the vowels.
Closed.
I think, if that's helping to answer your question.
Question. What about diphthongs?
I prefer just briefs, actually.
You actually just hear a very subtle transformation noise. Got it. And this continues for the next couple of minutes until eventually you come upon the Autograph Theater. It's a gorgeous building. And as you step in through the glass door and into the carpeted interior, the same tiefling is there to greet you. Hello, Mr. Phelps, and Mr. Nacho, and Mr. Jangle, I believe?
That's right.
Hi, so nice to see you. The team is so excited to have you all on board. Now, before we get seated for the table read, I just have some paperwork for you to fill out, and she hands you some clipboards. We've been having some issues running your union numbers for some reason. Do you remember what your join date was?
Oh, of course. You know, we're seasoned performers. It's been a while, you understand.
Well, Mr. Phelps, you just said, of course, you remember. So could I get that date, please?
Yes, of course. My assistant handles all that work. Nacho?
I'm part of the cast. I'm not an assistant.
Right. As my assistant that is also a performer, you may go ahead and give that information presently.
The third of spring.
Spring. Third of spring.
Yeah. Okay, what cycle?
Not true.
Alright, Serenica snaps his fingers and casts suggestion like, why don't you apply us and we can get new numbers, official numbers.
She rolls a 2, so...
There we go, now we're gonna be official actors.
Yeah, yes. Wow, so silly of me, why didn't I just do that from the first place? Why right. would I bother getting your information right when I could just give you new numbers, stupid me.
Happens all the time, don't even worry about it.
Who are your friends? And he goes... Hello, my name is Richard Edgeworth, and this is...
Hi, I'm Victoria Madrid. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
I am
here to manage the stage. sorry, we already have a stage manager. Trip is doing a great job.
But is Trip doing the best job?
Exactly. There's a perfect explanation for this, which I can give to you once I use the restroom. May I use your restroom, please? Yeah, it's just down the hall. Thank you. Thank you. Assistant, please. I may need wiping assistance. Please follow me.
I'm afraid I can't go into the same restroom as you, sir.
And why is that?
And Jessica just kind of looks at him.
Assistant, and he leans into your ear. He says, we need to strategize. Come with me.
Okay, I will come to the door of the bathroom and wait outside with you.
You will enter the stall and wipe as I ask.
Have fun wiping, Victoria.
And Jessica hangs her head and just kind of quietly sighs and goes, okay.
Thank you. The tiefling is very weirded out. Just down to the right.
I guess it's what I deserve.
For the first time all season, you see Thomas smile, and his heart grows and grows and grows.
Richard marches with Jessica down the hallway, and he says, I do not ever want to see you undermine my authority like that in public ever again. Understood, assistant?
Understood.
And he leads you toward the bathroom. And as you begin to open the bathroom door, you bump into someone. He goes, excuse yourself. And he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not see you there. Hello? Who you are? Hello, my name is Richard Edgeworth. Who are you?
I told me where we're at, you know?
Oh.
I do the director of the Pocketful Death Fish.
Oh, excellent. The director. Pleasure to meet you. And he begins shaking his hand vigorously. He says, well, I'm here to manage your stage for you.
God, I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, I think it was more so her, like, literary agents and agents that were in charge of, like, getting this production kind of set up.
Yes.
So she has not met Tommy before, right?
No, but you can roll a history check, a relatively easy one, to see if you're aware of his work.
Okay. That is a 7.
It's actually a really easy check. So with a 7, you do at least recognize the name Tommy Werrat. If you were to try to compliment his work and give him any details, then you would probably put your foot in your mouth.
Cool.
And he goes, oh, hey. Sorry, who your friend here? He said, you look... Anybody ever tell you you look like Jessica Foucher?
Oh, hi. I get it all the time.
Oh, my God. What you are doing here, little guy?
I am here to be a impersonator of Jessica.
Really? That's it? You know, that's exactly what we are talking about. Like, we need a little bit to do, like, a cool promotion, like a crazy stunt. I tried to call to Jessica Foucher, but she don't answer the mail. So, you know, if you want to be the art Jessica Foucher, do you do a good act?
Yeah, okay. Oh, hi there. Hey. Yeah, so I... am a very special person. I like to write books.
There's not enough emotion. I don't like it.
Okay,
you're losing my interest. I'm about to walk away.
Well, there was once a time in my life that I was married. And then...
What happened?
My goodness. Yes. Yes.
And
then what?
Well, the results came back. It's official. I have cancer.
That's exactly what we need. You know what? I need somebody like you on my creative crew. Do you want to be assistant director?
I would love nothing more.
Okay, thank you so much. Welcome to crew. And he holds out his hand.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it should be noted, this man is a were-rat. So he is a humanoid, but with these rat-like features, this long, shaggy black hair. He's wearing all these belts, these thick, like, sports sunglasses, this like, kind of messy, like, open vest. And he shakes your hand and he says, okay, welcome to crew. What's your name again?
Oh, it's Victoria Madrid. It's a pleasure to meet you. Okay, Did you like the little voice I was doing before?
I like the voice you do. You are going to have to pretend to be Jessica Felcher at one point, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
This is going to draw very good press. I hear she got arrested. Is going to do Scandal. Is going to be great.
Scandal. That's a great little weekly column in the newspaper. I love reading those episodes. It's an interesting piece. You know, I think it really turns the genre on its head, the political thriller. And it's really interesting that like a woman has so much power, you know?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
As I was saying... Well, first of all, assistant, congratulations. You are now an assistant to two great men. And as my assistant, I would like to propose that I manage your stage, Mr. Werat.
Oh, I have manager stage already. Trip did a good job. They valuable team member.
Well, does Trip have an assistant yet? Because I know that you always need an assistant stage manager.
No, I don't think Trip need anything. Trip, like, handle everything perfectly.
Thomas and Tyrannicus and Nacho, you guys can see this because you're finishing filling out your paperwork. And this is, like, just in the hallway of the entrance to, like, the rehearsal room. And you see the little goblin dressed in all blacks scurry down the hallway that has been the one that would come up and like whisper into the chain devil's ear. And Tommy goes, oh, there Trip is. Trip do good job. Trip do excellent.
Oh, please. Now listen here, Trip. And you see Richard marches up to them. I know you're presently the stage manager, but let's be real. You'd be better off as an assistant to the stage manager. I mean... He looks around. Nephew, Tyrannicus, Nacho, have you ever taken notice of this little thing here? Clearly not. Look at him. You're so meek and mild. Excellent qualities.
I don't know, man. I saw them at the callback, and he seemed to be doing a good job.
Yes, but what do you know about their qualities? Nothing. Look, you have excellent qualities for an assistant, but a true manager must be bold. Have the hoopla to lead the team valiantly toward their goal.
Hoopla!
Jessica is going to very quietly kind of like gesture her hand, and she's going to cast prestidigitation to light like the shoulder of his suit on fire, so that will shut him up, because I don't think this is going well for him.
Okay. It lights on fire, but Richard is so deep in his tirade that he doesn't stop. See Trip looks up, and their eyes, like, widen. They have these little, like, round spectacles that, like, make the eyes look bigger as they see the fire on Richard's shoulder. And he says,
look at you. I see you shuddering under the weight of your responsibilities. So what do you say? Let me manage the stage, and I'll give you all the prestige of being right hand to the greatest manager to ever grace the Opal Way, with only a reasonable amount of responsibility. And he holds out his hand.
And Trip just kind of stares at him.
He holds out his hand and then notices the fire.
And he goes, oh, ho, 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 and he puts the fire out. He goes,
see? You could never do that.
And the little, you see, like, even Tommy is taken aback by this outburst. The little goblin looks around, fiddling with their black shirt. Their large brown eyes are staring at Richard. And they make a hand motion, beckoning him closer.
Oh boy.
What's this?
He leans in, and Trip whispers in his ear. You see Richard's eyes seem to sink in, and his face drops.
Yeah.
Yes, understood. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And the goblin walks off as Richard pales and stares ahead blankly.
He really does do a good job.
Uncle, are you okay?
I've never heard such powerfully vile language in my life.
Well, anyway, hello, Tommy Director. How are you? It's me and Nacho and...
Well, Tommy guy, what's up, my guy?
Oh. And he comes and he starts slapping you five.
Thank you for that. I'm ready to get started. We're all ready. Very excited.
Very good. Let's move ahead, Mr. Richard guy. Or are you going to stay or going to leave?
Tommy, can Mr. Richard have any possible position? Maybe a backstage manager, if you don't have that yet?
I've already been hired.
Oh. Okay.
And he doesn't say another word as he just walks forward toward the rehearsal room.
I see. Well, anyway, ready to get started.
Some time passes as you all settle in. You make some chit-chat and enjoy snacks as everyone arrives for rehearsal and take their seats. Tommy Were-Rat gives a long, rambly speech that is impassioned, but nearly impossible to follow.
And that is why we do here. We want to make the real, real. No little garbage plastic fake lies. You know? You're going to put the true deaf fish upon the stage. And that is what matters. You know what I'm saying, little guys?
Yes. Thank you for that introduction, Tommy.
The gibbering mouther speaks.
As a reminder, you can just share your name, role, and a fun fact. I am Dr. Plebus, the producer. And the fun fact about me is that I am a licensed psychologist.
The blue tiefling from the auditions stands. Hello? My name is Roberta Markowitz. I am the lighting designer. And a fun fact about me is that I have three beautiful cats. Just don't tell my landlord. Everyone's eyes turn to the goblin in all black. Her eyes are just barely poking above the table through her round spectacles. She seemingly innocently darts them toward Richard, who is seated beside them, and you see him immediately begin trembling and break into a sweat. He stands. This is Trip, and they are the manager of the stage. You hear a small thud under the table, and it looks like Richard has just been kicked. I mean, the stage manager. And a fun fact about them is they have a way with words.
I love this.
Everyone does that small golf clap. I am Richard Edgeworth, the assistant stage manager, and my sister is dead. He sits down. He sits down abruptly as everyone quiets for a moment. And then uncomfortably claps. Then they turn their eyes toward Jessica.
Jessica will stand. Oh, hi. I am Victoria Madrid. It's a pleasure to meet all of you. I am the assistant director to the wonderful Tommy Were-Rat. I'm just so excited to be here with all of you. A fun fact about myself. Oh, gosh. Well, the last time I was in Opula, I witnessed the death of a friend. And Jessica will sit down and kind of just... and Jessica will kind of just stare into the middle distance with a bit of a glazed over look.
Everyone quiets for a moment again, and then another awkward golf clap. Their eyes turn to Thomas.
Hello, my name is Thomas. I am a performer. I have many fun facts about myself, too many to count, but just to name two, this is my first time ever performing on stage, very excited for that, and my parents died when I was a little child.
they turn to Nacho. He goes, hi, my name is Nacho. I will be playing Julia Fletcher. And a fun fact about me is I'm less than a month old. This is also my first time on stage. And I met my fellow cast members after they killed one of my siblings. Everyone's eyes turn to Deronica's.
Hi. You could just call me TJ. I'm playing one of the leads. And the world you know it is a lie.
The trend continues around the room. You see, eventually, the older bugbear from the callbacks stands up and he says,
my name is Tony Liebkin. I will be understudying the role of Berg. And a fun fact about me is that at the age of 7, I slam!
The doors to the rehearsal room slam open, and a man in a tight purple vest, rolled up white sleeves, a low buttoned shirt with a treble clef pendant hanging atop his naked chest, and perfectly coiffed blonde hair, runs in with a coffee in hand.
So sorry I'm late, everyone. I came straight here. Nowhere else. The streets were just so crowded. Oh, what did I miss? I hope I didn't interrupt anything.
Oh, welcome. Welcome, Mr. Crabapple. Hello. Please, have a seat. No, you didn't interrupt nothing. Please, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan Crabapple, renowned actor of the stage. I will be assisting this fledgling production in the event that a more capable, reliable talent is required to step in for the role of James Addle. Until such a time, I will simply be a friendly presence here. And a fun fact about me is I just got proposed to!
And he holds out his ring finger, displaying a beautiful engagement ring with a large purple diamond.
Is Jessica sitting next to Thomas by any chance?
Yes, you are.
Jessica turns to Thomas and she says, I just wanted to take a moment and say, I'm sorry. You were right. You know, I apologize for all those weeks ago when I yelled at you for calling out this man's acting because, wow, that's something. That's definitely something right there.
Thomas is shaking with anger from the moment Crabapple walked through the door. The minute I caught his scent, but he takes the time to turn to Jessica and say, thank you, Jessica. As you know, I have eyes, and that is not acting.
Wait, do you? Jessica kind of looks into his empty sockets, and she's like, do you still have eyes?
I can see.
You know, I think even a blind man could see that he's not very good.
Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate your kind words.
We have to keep you well because we cannot have him go on.
No,
for you.
We cannot. You, whatever happens, Jessica, you need to get me on that stage.
Agreed. And Jessica holds out her hand to shake Thomas's hand.
And for the first time, I gladly accept.
Okay. Aww. All of my actors, please give me a performance check.
Please be high.
Okay. All right. That is a 19.
13.
Rehearsal progresses as everyone finishes introducing themselves, sharing production plans, and you complete your table read, along with a second read under Tommy's direction, shall we say. Finally, you wrap up.
Okay, everybody, thank you for coming today. We do a good job. Be ready to do the work tomorrow. I love!
Everyone stands up and begins to pack their things. Thomas, Ryan approaches you and says,
Mr. T.
I walk away. Tommy, may I have a word?
Thomas, excuse me.
I keep walking away. Tommy, director, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, what's up, little Tommy guy? What happened?
Hello, lovely rehearsal today. What is he doing here? And I point at Ryan.
Your understudy, he say that already.
Ah, does everyone have an understudy?
Yeah, Tony Lipkin is here to understudy Berg.
I see. Okay, thank you. And I turn to walk away.
Mr. T.
Jessica takes this moment to go over to Mr. Crabapple and goes, oh, hi, I don't think you were in the room when I introduced myself. Hi, I'm Victoria Madrid. I'm the assistant director. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. Oh, I wish we could meet under better circumstances. You certainly have your work cut out for you.
Better circumstances? I'm afraid I'm not following.
His eyes dart toward Thomas and then back to you.
Oh, I know he's a bit rough around the edges, but you'll warm up to him eventually. Don't you worry about that.
Mr. Crabapple, is this your first time in an understudy role?
Well, I thought I would do the production a favor by being ready to step in should they need the assistance.
They'll never need the assistance.
Oh, I'm certain they won't. Pardon me, Mr. Phelps. This is your first time on the stage, is it not?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, marvelous work today. Just a little pointer. You know, James is...
Oh, I'm going to have to cut you off right there. I'm so sorry.
No,
we have a very strict rule of no actors giving notes to other actors in this space.
Thank you.
It's a safe space. The directors will be doing the direction. But we appreciate any feedback you have. You can just run it through myself or Tommy Were-Rat, please.
For the second time in the season, Thomas has a very ugly Grinch smile on his face.
And it's the fact that you're a skeleton. I just feel like it you can hear the stretching of the bones.
Certainly, I totally understand. And he like holds Thomas's shoulder with one arm. And he says, "So I'll just pass this note along to the assistant director." And he's holding Thomas right next to him, going, "I just wanted to note that James is a pretty expressive character, and I'm certain hair and makeup will help. But seeing as..." The present actor is hindered in the expression department. They might want to try acting with their voice just a little. It's the only tool they really have. A little emotion would go a long way.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I mean, look at that smile right now. I mean, have you ever seen a smile like that?
The jaw is like cracking and splintering apart in the smile.
Speaking of expression department, Thomas has a very Ren and Stimpy, ugly, cracked smile right now and says to Crabapple, Ryan... As my understudy, I suppose I could call you my assistant now, right?
I would not go that far, Mr. Phelps. I'm a veteran of the Opal stages.
To have you assist me in the future and never set foot on stage again.
Well, I can certainly assist you quite a bit, and I think it would be very helpful to you.
Have a good day, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you for the note, Mr. Crabapple. Tommy and I will be taking that under consideration. Appreciate you.
Oh, anytime, Miss Madrid. What's your preferred coffee order? Or tea? Or?
I do enjoy most teas, really. But if you're looking for something to bring me in the morning, a nice chai tea latte wouldn't go too far.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope you have a lovely day.
Of course, thank you. You have a great rest of your day, too. Oh, and congratulations on the engagement.
Oh, thank you so much. Good luck.
And he walks out of the room.
Break a leg. And then Jessica says under her breath, seriously.
Okay.
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of T.J. Berry as Tyrannicus, Amanda Fernandez Acosta as Barbara, Nicholas Palazzo as Thomas Phelps, Michael Pisani as Jessica Felcher, and Hannah Schooner as Viper. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. Editing was done by Hannah Schooner and Giancarlo Herrera, with sound design by Giancarlo Herrera. If you want to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/drimmers. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show show, After the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh, and don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you all so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the strange name.
Yes. Like a fruit.
Red pepper, yes. Yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are? I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.